Secretary of State Hillary Clinton mentioned Monday that the U.S. is considering allowing more Haitian immigrants into the country due to the devastation of the island nation from the earthquake 2 weeks ago. Angel Parham is an assistant sociology professor at Loyola University New Orleans and has expertise in Haitian studies. She says the government may be hesitant to receive undocumented quake victims.
There has been a great attempt on the part of the Obama administration to say, you know, don't come here. They are trying to discourage people, for instance, from taking to the water and coming here in boats, firstly, because it's extremely dangerous to make that trip. But secondly, of course, there is a concern about having an influx of refugees, especially into southern Florida.
More than 500 Haitians have come to Florida hospitals following the earthquake because many need specialized care to treat wounds from trauma. John Dunn, the spokesperson for the hospital, says the government should help pay for the care.
You know, we would expect the state or the federal government to step up and help us with this. But right now, while that's being determined, we're just going to move ahead and take care of these patients and make sure that they get the best care we can provide.
Governor Charlie Crist sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Wednesday asking the federal government to help hospitals in Florida treat the quake victims. He says Florida hospitals cannot pay for all of the expenses of care for the Haitian victims. Dunn says these patients have burns, spinal injuries, and other serious trauma.
And we do have some very complex trauma, orthopedic trauma, including crushed pelvises, things like that. So these are not what you would call walking wounded. They are very seriously hurt. In a lot of cases, it's remarkable that they were able to survive. So these are people who are very strong and have a very strong will to live.
But since President Barack Obama suspended Haitian deportation, that's one more foothold for those who are trying to recover from the disaster or help incoming family members. Parham says it's unclear what will happen when the temporary protected status of Haitians expires in 18 months.
We have to look to see what is U.S. policy going to be with regard to people who are trying to come legally, who might, say, take advantage of family members that they already have in the United States and try to get here based on ties with family who are already here, which is the way that people usually come in. And so we have already seen that temporary protected status has been extended to about 100,000 to 200,000 Haitians who were already in the United States but who were here illegally since the earthquake. They've been given this temporary protected status to stay for another 18 months. What will happen after that, we don't know.
Nearly half of the country's Haitian immigrants live in Florida, and the refugees would expand the state's Haitian community of about 250,000 people. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.